Welcome on this Tuesday morning, Justin Blackwell in once again for Evan Bray. Then the show will take a couple days off. Brent Laux is going to be hosting on Friday, and then Evan will be back next Monday. It is, of course, the second last day of the year, and it could be another adventure out on the roads. We have a chance of freezing drizzle once again. We saw some of that freezing drizzle fall last night, freezing up those roads, making them a bit slick. We had some car crashes. Highway 16 was closed for a bit after a multi-car crash there. Right now, looking at the highway hotline, roads seem to be all right with that temperature. Pretty warm this morning. Going to see another warm day today and then back to more seasonal highs starting tomorrow. And one of the big stories, of course, we were following today, the Prince Albert Salvation Army that went up in flames on Christmas Day, and businesses have been stepping up with meals, equipment, the Prince Albert Raiders hockey team donating their 50-50 proceeds. The warming center was seeing roughly 80 people per night before the blaze. And right now, the Prince Albert Grand Council is filling the gap until the Salvation Army can set up a temporary location in the new year. As for the cause of the fire, that might not be known for weeks. So that's a story we will be following closely in the weeks to come. On the show today, coming up just after 9:30, the Green Zone's Jamie Nye is going to stop by for a look back at the year that was in sports. Of course, the Riders, one of the big stories, Grey Cup champions for the year. So that conversation will be happening just after 9:30. And then Franco Terrazano, who you hear on this radio station often from the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, going to be joining me to talk about what changes taxpayers should keep an eye on the new year. And we'll also look back at the Federation's annual Naughty and Nice list, letting us know who Santa praised this year and those who received coal. That conversation coming up just after 10 o'clock. But right now, it's time for the Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
And as 2025 comes to a close, it is the perfect time to look back on a year filled with major stories, big political moments, and the issues that shaped life right across Saskatchewan. Today, we're joined by someone who had a front row seat to all of it, Provincial News Director Sarah Mills, joining me in studio. Sarah, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. You're welcome.
How was the Christmas in the Mills household this year?
I must say I was very disorganized this Christmas, but Santa was very kind to us, and being married to a chef does not make the Christmas dinner, you know, disgusting.
No, absolutely.
But I think I ate my weight in chocolate. That's what's disgusting.
Top story of 2025, the amount of chocolate, yes. Sarah Mills ate.
Yeah, it could be, quite frankly.
I mentioned off the top, big story sliding in for the end of 2025, that awful fire in Prince Albert, the Salvation Army.
Yeah, it's devastating. There's people, vulnerable people who need the work of the Salvation Army. What's often heartwarming when you see, fortunately no one being hurt, but it's the service that it provides. And what's always important to look at when you have stories like this is the goodness that comes out. The PA Raiders inviting everyone coming to their games to bring blankets, to bring warm clothes, anything that you can donate to keep providing a service, to those who need it. Not really for Saskatchewan and for the city of PA. News that you want to end a year with, but it's important to look for that good in humanity that comes out when things like this happen.
Provincial News Director Sarah Mills joining me this morning as we look back at some of the top stories of 2025. So what makes your list this year, Sarah?
It's almost at least one big one is exactly what was top of the list at the end of last year. I mean, this time last year, we began and had begun a conversation about tariffs. And unfortunately, tariffs and not just from the United States, have dominated conversation in Saskatchewan. And I think will still do so into 2026 because of the ongoing impact tariffs have on our economy. First, obviously, it started this time last year with the President Donald Trump talking of tariffs, which, of course, led to an election, which is another talker from this year. But you had China and India, which are three of our biggest export economies, imposing tariffs on Canada and imposing on commodities that come from Saskatchewan and are a big part of our economy. And it's steel, it's lumber, it's the forest industry. Then obviously you have canola tariffs, which of course huge headaches for our farmers, levies on peas, pork and seafood. And then in November, India placing a 30% tariffs on yellow pea imports. So it's just been one after the other after the other. And we go into this coming year of 2026 with that same economic uncertainty, because you've got a review of what's known as CUSMA, the trade agreement with Mexico and the US and Canada, and what that means. I mean, there continues to be, I would say the word tension probably goes too far, but the fact that, you know, talks have stalled goes to show you it's not been an easy process for the Canadian government and for the Prime Minister to deal with. And then, of course, for our Premier to have to deal with as this has been going on.
Yeah, and that story is going to definitely drag on well into 2026, I believe. Of course, the summer was filled with the wildfire coverage, which our reporters did a phenomenal job covering. And it was just, it was, you know, being in that newsroom, just a daily conversation of, okay, what angles can we follow? And because so many people were affected by the wildfires this summer.
Yeah, I mean, if you were, I think if you were probably listing in order, tariffs would be at the top, followed by wildfires and making the national top 10 weather stories of the year. I mean, thousands of people were forced to flee communities. The flames grew closer. It was, of course, I think what was so significant about it was how early it started. You know, we're normally into a July or something when we start to see evacuations happen and a real ramping up of the work that is done. And it was late May when a state of emergency was declared. So you're talking middle of May when all of this began. I mean, there were people were losing their homes. They had left their homes. You think about senior reporter Lisa Schick and her year-end interview with the Premier. His biggest regret of the year was not going to Dunair Beach sooner to be able to see the devastation, speak to people who had lost everything, and learn more about what a community needs to rebuild. And he said that was one of his big regrets. I mean, you had the fire destroyed a large portion of East Trout Lake, as well as Dunair Beach, hundreds of homes and structures. And then you think about the work of the crews. It isn't just obviously the public safety agency coordination of where people are going to go, how they're going to go, what services do they need while they're there. And there was lots of criticism about that. But then also, you know, calling in the military to help mop up fires and crews working tirelessly right through until August, September time. It was not an easy one at all. And, you know, credit obviously to those emergency responders, but that's not an easy winter to face in a community like Dunair Beach right now.
We are speaking with the provincial news director, Sarah Mills, as we look back at some of the top stories of 2025 and a lot of big stories, Sarah, when it comes to policing in this province. Of course, Rhonda Blackmore was removed as commanding officer of Saskatchewan RCMP. You had Regina Police Chief Farouk Sheikh, who was fired, and then Lori Lee Davies getting that job, and then three Saskatoon police officers fired following an investigation into an off-duty gathering. A lot of angles there to cover, and Lori Lee Davies being named the first police chief in Regina's history, the first woman being named chief.
Yeah, I mean, you just listed it all. And when you list it like that, you kind of go, what? That all happened this year. And the strangeness of so many stories of similar nature in the course of 1 year. I mean, if you start with Rhonda Blackmore, a significant RCMP assistant commissioner for Saskatchewan. She was there at the helm during the James Smith and Weldon stabbing. I think there was praise for her for how she continued to work with chiefs and with families, and try to make herself available to those communities and to the people impacted after that devastating tragedy in our province. And I think people out there might not be able to name an RCMP assistant commissioner. You know, they don't necessarily have a high profile, but Rhonda Blackmore should be praised for the openness with which she, you know, I'm sure there of course can be criticism, but I think the openness with which she tried to answer questions made herself available to the media more than I have seen in the past in my time here. And then to see her go under such circumstances where you had rank and file Mounties disturbed and concerned that she had gone, and the manner in which she was seen to be gone, where she put the Facebook message saying, you know, complaints have been made against me. And then, you know, she's moved without so much of a whisper kind of thing. So that was a strange one for someone who had, I think, rightly been praised for the stance that she took. And, you know, it led to questions like, was that stance one of the reasons why, you know, the higher ups sought to get rid of her from that position? And then obviously, as you say, Farouk Sheikh and the new hire in Laura Lee Davies. And then obviously 2026 will include the hearings with regard to the three, fired officers in Saskatoon. So it's going to this file as well, continue into next year and be interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm. So many stories to follow in the coming year. And there's so many stories from this past year that we're not going to get a chance to touch on, Sarah. But before we let you go, we have about a minute left. Other than tariffs and wildfires, what's one thing we should be looking forward to in 2026?
Looking forward to, I hope our newsrooms will continue to provide what our listeners and readers need, and also highlight the good that's in our community. Look at the work of Brittany Cafe and others, where we're trying to highlight some of the good, because there is heavy things in news. We know that, JB. We know we have to inform about blizzards and things that impact lives and awful stories like crime, and it can feel sometimes doom and gloom. And we are also trying to highlight the immense good and generosity that is in our province. And hopefully we can continue to do that while also informing and keeping our listeners and readers abreast of what goes on in 2026. But tariffs, I assume, will be another one. And let's hope that wildfire season is not like this past one.
And of course, we'll be ready to cover another Grey Cup championship for the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Hey, we're going for the double.
That. Absolutely.
Oh, and Ken, I'm, you know, there is a World Cup. I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm not saying anything about England's chances, because it won't happen. But could I get there? That is the thing we need to pray for.
I was going to say go Scotland, but no, sorry, go England. Provincial News Director Sarah Mills, thanks so much for this. All the best to you in 2026, and we'll chat again soon.
You too. See you soon, JB.
Always fun talking with Sarah Mills, and a lot to unpack when it comes to 2025. As she mentioned, tariffs and the wildfire season, and then 2026, we're going to be seeing a lot of those tariff conversations coming up. If you want to get in on the conversation, 1-877-332-8255. What was the biggest news story for you this past year? I'm Justin Blackwell, filling in for Evan Bray here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back on this Tuesday morning. Justin Blackwell in once again for Evan Bray. If you want to get in on the conversation, give me a text, 1-877-332-8255. We just had Provincial News Director Sarah Mills on talking about the top news stories from the year that was. What was the biggest news story for you Again, give me a text, 1-877-332-8255. Maybe for you, it was the Saskatchewan Rough Riders winning the Grey Cup. How fun a ride was that? We're going to be talking more about the Saskatchewan Rough Riders coming up after the 9 o'clock news. The Green Zone's Jamie Nye is going to be joining me as we look back on the biggest sports stories from 2025. And we'll be talking a lot about the Riders. Of course, the big story around these parts. The Blue Jays had a great World Series run. That's up there. The Oilers, back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals, losing both times. That was another top story from 2025. So much to cover. The Green Zone's Jamie Nye joining me after the break here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.